Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. In this episode, we'll be discussing some strategies for coping with all the uncertainty that's going on in the market. It's important. Don't panic. All right, we're back for the Feed the Pig podcast, and everyone has been feeling the up and down of the economy. You can't look past the newsstand or the internet page and not see the headlines. Banks are going bad. Insurance companies are going bad. My 401k is crushed in the last 2 months. I'm probably down 30%. And I wanted to talk a little bit today with Jordan Amon. He's a CPA from New Jersey. And we're going to just discuss what all this means and what does this mean for all of our futures. Thanks for being here, Jordan.
My pleasure, Tim.
All right. So what do you think? I'm worried about my 401k. Let's start there. I'm down 26% in the last month of my savings, and I've been okay. I've been trying to do the right thing for a number of years. I've been about 10 years of 401k, and I've lost, 26% in a month. What should I be doing with that?
The short answer, which nobody wants to hear, is really nothing. What's important when investing, especially for a long-term goal such as retirement, is to have a good long-term plan and to stick with your plan. What that means is when the market goes down, as difficult as it is with how much it's been going down and how hard it is and how long it takes to save that amount of money to lose 25% in less than, half a year, stick with your plan. Keep putting your money in. It's, into a diversified, well-allocated portfolio and stay the course. And thankfully for the Feed the Pig audience, we have several years to retirement in order to recoup this. But if you were to go and try and move everything to cash or move everything to a safer investment, by the time you did all that, you'd probably miss the uptick. You're never going to be able to time the bottom, and you're definitely going to miss the uptick. So you got to stay the course.
I guess it's that feeling of being out of control that is what I have the hardest part with. I mean, literally up at night going, God, if I had been smarter here or I'd done something else there, I might be in a better situation. What do I do to help sleep better at night? I mean, long term, tell me it's going to be okay.
the coulda, shoulda, woulda is a common thing that we all go through. What if I did this or what if I did that? But the fact of the matter is this is where we are. And now what do we need to do going forward? And everything will likely be okay. Listen, my crystal ball doesn't work any better than anyone else's. So nobody really predicted a meltdown to this magnitude. And, to know what's going to happen going forward, that's not the business that I'm in, is predicting the future. But what I can tell you is that economies run in cycles, and there's up periods and there's down periods. And we have to stay the course of our long-term plan and take this opportunity to look at things and say, what can I do better? What can I do smarter? You know what? Maybe because my 401k took such a hit, if I'm not maxing out what I put in, maybe I can squeeze another $100 a month into it or another $50 a paycheck. Maybe I can, cut spending here. Maybe I don't need a new flat screen TV this winter. Maybe I should take that money and put it aside towards my retirement. Maybe I should see where I'm spending my money and say, you know what, instead of going out to dinner and a movie on a Friday night, maybe I'll cook something at home and rent a movie and cut my cost way down and, do that once a month and save some money. So I think that it's a good opportunity for everyone to take stock of their financial situation and say, hey, where am I? Where do I want to get to? And what can I do a little smarter, a little better? Or maybe I just have to stay the course and I was doing everything, pretty smart to begin with.
The other thing that freaks me out about all of this is the changing in the banking system. Literally, my bank is no longer my bank anymore. It's now a new bank. And I don't even know what that really means at the end of the day. Should I be worried that all of a sudden my statements are going to be coming in with a whole new name? And should I be worried about how that my account's going to change because of it?
I don't know that it's something you should worry about because it's kind of out of your control. to the extent that you have monies in a bank that exceed the FDIC coverage.
Yeah, I do not.
Then I would be concerned. But otherwise, if you have money that's in your checking account, your savings account, and it's protected by the federal government, you know, then that's as safe a place to have money as any. Whether your banking relationship and whether you're going to get free checks or free ATM fees, if any of that stuff changes, you know, compared to the overall financial situation, it'll be an inconvenience and it'll be annoying. But if you have to change banks when all that sorts out, then you'll deal with that when that happens. But to stay up at night worrying, you know, whose name is on the statement, I don't know that that's a good use of your energy.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Jordan, thanks so much. I feel better already.
I'm glad I could help. Remember, stay the course and save as much as you can.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.